Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
feeling fresh as hell.
Oh, you guys better enjoy it.
Fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert. On the move and throws and touchdown.
We're gonna do this together.
Yes. Quarterback log. I'll report back shortly. Justin out.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wool Dachshund, with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
Tick, tock, tick, tock.
The clock be ticking.
Tick, tock.
Let's not forget Kyle the Coach Duggan.
Oh, hey, guys.
Surprise.
All right, gang. Well, more playoff games are going on right now, and there's a lot of rumbling, obviously, going on around Twitter and news sources and
it's
things.
Probably
of
something
that
that's already happened by the
probably
time
something. Yeah, by the time you're listening to this, it's probably hit.
We'll get there. But my projection is we always post this episode on Tuesday, and something massive comes out. So if you're listening to this, you're probably smiling ear to ear. Would be my guess.
Hopefully.
Well, your first prediction is already wrong because you had him signed today.
That's true.
Because we're recording on Monday. You said it was already going to be a done deal.
Give him $20, Kevin.
You're right. Price is right rules.
And we've got an Ask Bolt fam, a lot more healthier than last week's Ask Bolt fam.
They're back.
They're back, baby. So let's waste no time. Let's start at the top. Playoffs happen. Playoffs.
Playoffs.
And I think, I don't know, I feel like a lot of the results were to the surprise of nobody.
No.
Were there any surprises to you guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought the Bills-Chiefs game was a toss-up. It could have gone either way. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping that the first road game that Mahomes played at on, like, first road playoff game was going to be like a, ha-ha, see?
Yeah.
Told you.
Yeah.
But it definitely was not. So all the results I expected, but they were close. Some of the games were closer than I thought they were going to be, for sure.
Yeah. No, yeah. There were definitely some close ones. For sure, but
I felt like that Packer game, man. I watched that whole thing with my wife. Like they were winning that game.
Yeah,
that whole game they were winning, and then they just let it slip. And two games that was decided by kickers missing field goals.
Yeah,
and that's always just heartbreaking for fan bases to lose it on a kick or not going to overtime with a kick. So yeah, there's a lot of, you know, as for us, it's like that thing. It's like you want to get to the playoffs, you want to go win, but like the fall is so much longer.
Yeah, and
you
miss a field goal like the Bills last second, season's over, and now you have the number 29 pick overall.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's nothing even to look forward to in the draft.
It's tough. At least they were, you know, tossing some snowballs at Mahomes and stuff, so that's good.
Yeah.
They got that going for them.
Yeah,
they do. Fans, and they also have to go to Baltimore next week, who looks really scary.
Yeah. Yeah, the fans for the Bills, I feel the worst for, because they're the ones that had to show up early, shovel snow.
Yeah, they had to work for that.
Next year, they're going
to
be like, hey, come shovel snow. They're like,
how about you go shovel? I got something for you to shovel right here. Yeah.
Get us a roof.
Yeah. Crying out loud. We'll build a roof. How about that?
They don't even have, so they have a new stadium coming up. There's no plans for a roof on that stadium either.
Oh, stop.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding. That's the facts.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know.
All right. Well, playoffs aside, folks, let's talk about the stuff that I'm sure you are all here to listen to and hear us talk about. And that's our big man in the sky, Jim Harbaugh.
Our big boy.
our big boy.
Jimbaugh.
Yeah, Jimbaugh. Adam Schefter tweeting out today, Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh is expected to meet this week for a second time with the Los Angeles Chargers about their head coaching job, per sources. So
Well, speaking of sources, the whole week has just been sources on sources, sorcery.
It's a lot of sorcery business.
Yeah. So it was just all the back and forth, all the stuff. Everyone had a source. Everyone had a thought. But if you look at what he did last week, he clearly had some stuff on his calendar he needed to do. He was like in a, he was in a parade or a march. He was at his brother's football game. So yeah. It felt like they're like, all right, I'll come back. If I want to come back, I'll come back next week. And we'll get this all set up. That's kind of
give me
feeling.
A week to like enjoy some time off and
be the Michigan god that I am before I jump ship and go to the Chargers.
The one thing I will say though is like Chargers social media has been so divided for the end of the season and how we all felt. We were always kind of at each other's throats, annoyed at each other. We are coming together under this common
is your
thing.
Good point.
Like everyone's like in a good mood. There's excitement. Mm. There's stress, but there's excitement. And
we're all stressed together. It feels like we're at a game.
It feels like it's a full blown, like we're in this together moment. So God, if he can do that with just us on Twitter, with the thought of him being our coach, imagine what he can do for the team and us as a fan base, maybe getting home field advantage back, maybe doing a lot of cool shit in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, everyone remember how bad we wanted him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You just always have to remember. Everyone We're was all in to jump off us daily. Everyone was excited when he was hired. We're all fired up. Just remember, we're all in this together. We all want Harbaugh. No matter what happens in this first season, we're all behind Harbaugh.
Gotta be. 100%. Gotta be. And if that wasn't tantalizing enough, just maybe an hour ago.
Right before we started recording.
Yeah. Cam Marino tweeted out, per source, Jim Harbaugh is leaning towards becoming the next head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. Okay. Conversations have been fluid, but very positive for both sides. Okay. Mm-hmm. He is expected to bring family with him to his second meeting in LA, where things could certainly be finalized. You ain't bringing the family if you're just like, sit in the car. I've got to go do an interview real
Michigan.
Quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you bring your family. There's photos, there's press, there's all the shit you got to do.
There's video, there's everything.
Yeah. It's also, people have been saying that he uses this offseason to leverage Michigan. Like he did it last year when he visited with those couple of teams. It's like he's just putting on a show, leveraging it so that because I've heard rumors that Michigan are giving him like a no clause. Like if the NCAA comes down and sanctions him, they still can't fire him.
That's what he wants. And people are saying there's no way they can give him that.
Right. Like, but impossible. But people are saying that he's using the NFL as leverage to get that. You know, like that's the whole reason why he's interviewing with the NFL is so that Michigan's like, oh, crap, we just got to give it to him. But if you're bringing your family, like this is not just a show. Mm-hmm. Whether he signs the contract right now or not, he's very seriously considering if you're bringing your whole family out to come see the facilities and meet people and see what it might be like.
Mm-hmm. And I saw there's like a Wolverines, Michigan site that posts a whole bunch of stuff. Apparently what I just saw is that they offered him a $69 million contract. Nice.
Classic.
But it doesn't seem like, it sounds like we're going to offer him a bit more.
That's crazy.
Fine. That's fine.
It's fine by me.
Please.
Good enough.
I don't care. It doesn't hit the cap. Give him all the money he wants.
Yeah. And then another tweet, Charlie Sinclair, just sweetening the pot. Some Jim Harbaugh to the Chargers intel. Jim Harbaugh's flight to LA is scheduled for tonight. That's Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, Sarah, will be accompanying him on the trip to LA. And still only one scheduled second interview for the Chargers.
So he was the first interview?
And the only...
No, we were his first interview.
No, I just mean the second interview of bringing people back.
Yeah, Chargers haven't announced bringing anybody else in a second interview yet other than Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, come on. Just get it done.
Feels... I just can't handle another week. Honestly, this was the toughest week. The refreshing, like sitting... I was getting my oil changed and just like had nothing to do. Just like 30 minutes of just like, shit. Like, there's nothing. I have
refresh,
nothing.
Refresh,
refresh, refresh, refresh.
Something hit me.
Yeah.
I saw earlier that there were tweets about like Chargers are scheduling possible second round interviews with 4 to 6 coaches, and it's like, don't do that. Don't.
Well, so I saw somebody talking about this, and this makes so much freaking sense for how we'll get into how many coaches they interviewed. What it sounds like is that they offered it to Harbaugh. He wasn't sure. He needed a week to wait and figure it out. So, like, we have a week. Let's go interview everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that was the thing. Yeah. It was in Harbaugh's court. He's like, I'll come, you know, give me a week. He's like, all right, cool. We got a week. Like, let's go interview all of these
everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see if that ends up being the case. But at least with the Chargers announcing that Harbaugh is the only second interview, hopefully that is the, you interview him, you get the pen and paper, you announce it, you get it all out, because I'm with Kevin. I can't take another week.
Can't take anymore. I'm constantly too fragile.
Glued to my phone.
Too fragile.
It's also, it sucks, but it feels like Justin Herbert is slipping through cracks for people. Like, he's no longer on the board of being the top five quarterback in the NFL, which doesn't matter. Like, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if people see him that way or not, but I'm kind of tired of him being disrespected.
Agreed.
Because of a slightly subpar year that was obviously injury ridden again. Mm-hmm. You can make up all the excuses you want with injuries everywhere. And obviously a head coach that had different views. And so it's just like, but it just sucks. I want Harbaugh so bad, because I know that he's going to take an awesome quarterback and take him even higher. Like, we've never seen Harbaugh with this level of like starting point with a quarterback before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Since Andrew Luck at Stanford.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. So let's see. Head coach completed interviews. There's been 13 so far that the Chargers did in that time, interviewing all of the head coaches. Harbaugh, obviously, being the big one. David Shaw was another one.
This is the interesting one.
Yeah. So previously was Stanford head coach, 2011 to 2022. In 2006, Shaw left the NFL for the University of San Diego to join head coach Jim Harbaugh's staff as a passing game coordinator. When Harbaugh was hired as head coach of Shaw's alma mater, Stanford, in 2007, he brought Shaw as offensive coordinator. And then took over for Harbaugh at Stanford when he went to the 49ers in 2010. And Harbaugh and Shaw had Andrew Luck at Stanford.
And apparently he's been, you know, not doing any interviews until this year. Like
it's a whole year off.
I'm really? Just curious what this means. It's like, hey, do you want to come offensive coordinate? Or wait, what are you thinking? Like, how are you doing?
Dude, I don't know. Like, these guys are all being interviewed as head coaches. That's what they're publicizing it as.
Yes.
And we'll get to it a little bit later, but yeah, we're denying requests for Kellen Moore. So it's like, mm-hmm, it doesn't feel like ownership wants Kellen Moore going anywhere. I guess that could change. But they've already met with Harbaugh. If we're saying like they offered Harbaugh the gig, they would have already started talking about like, who would you want that's in-house? If he was like, no, I don't want Kellen Moore, I'm sure they would have let Kellen at least go interview with the Bears, you know? Mm-hmm. So sure, it doesn't feel like any of these guys were, hey, let's talk to him about being a coordinator. Now, maybe they're still putting out feelers for all that stuff, but yeah, I don't know.
There's some definite,
or it's just like a weird little like, hey, Harbaugh, we're gonna start interviewing all your friends. Your
side. I like that take a lot better.
Yeah, we're gonna find some dirt. You sure you don't want to decide right now?
Okay, hey, you know what? You know what? You go have really fun. Good. Go have fun at your brother's game.
Go interview for the Falcons. Go enjoy your trip.
Mm-hmm. Let's see some other coaches that we interviewed. Patrick Graham, the Raiders defensive coordinator. Todd Monken, Ravens defensive coordinator. Steve Wilks, 49ers defensive coordinator. Mike McDonald, Ravens defensive coordinator. Leslie Frazier, the formerly Bills defensive coordinator in 2022. Brian Callahan, the Bengals offensive coordinator, which I'm already hearing, I think, Titans are going to be giving him that gig. Yeah, he's like favorite
to go to the Titans.
Mm-hmm. Mike Vrabel, who is all of our second pick.
That's our backup.
Seriously, backup. The previous Titans head coach. Dan Quinn, the Dallas offensive coordinator. Aaron Glenn, the Detroit defensive coordinator. Ben Johnson, the Detroit offensive coordinator. And Raheem Morris, Rams defensive coordinator. So
we're not doing another Rams defensive coordinator. Sorry, it's too fresh.
He was nearby. He just drove.
He's in the neighborhood. You're like, hey, Raheem, come in here real quick.
Hey, we're interviewing everyone else. You want to get in on this? Let's go.
A little practice, you know?
Yeah.
Let's chat. I got coffee.
And then there's been some general manager interviews, and there's been quite a few actually that have come out as connections to Harbaugh. And that includes Joe Ortiz, Ian Cunningham, Ed Dodds, and Brandon Browner.
They're definitely, they're setting themselves up to make him come in, feel comfortable, walk in, be like, all right, we've interviewed everybody. Let's go. What do you want to do? Let's hit the ground running.
What else do you want us to do?
Yeah.
Please. Else,
help us help you.
Help me.
Help me help you.
And then, yeah, as Kyle mentioned, the Bears requested an interview with the Chargers offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, for their offensive coordinator position, but L.A. blocked him per source.
Oh, no, you didn't. Can't have this.
Yeah.
That's the second time we've denied an interview in the last week. Yeah.
Back-to-back weeks, Ficken and now Kellen.
I love it. We're keeping our coordinators, buddy. Keep your hands off.
Yeah. Don't touch. Sit on your hands. Don't touch.
That's two other names, actually, that weren't in that list. Kellen Moore definitely interviewed to be head coach for the Chargers, and Giff Smith did as well. So a couple of in-house interviews.
So we're at 15 total, yeah.
But 15, that's a lot.
And probably more. They maybe not didn't announce all of them. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot happening. So, yeah, it sounds like, you know, I think you said it, Kevin, that if Kellen Moore was going to interview for like a head coach position, they wouldn't be able to block that, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So
he's under contract for another year with us. Right. So they can block away.
Lateral moves? Ish, don't think so.
Uh-uh.
Not going to happen. But what is going to happen is you going over to our Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat. And we've got a couple new names to shout out. Some new Patreon members. That's Seth Homan and Wade Mix.
Welcome to the party, pal.
That's right. Thank you guys for joining over at our Patreon. There's so many fun, silly videos we got over there. And if you joined at the $10 level, we're going to send you out. I can grab it. One of these sweet ass patches.
Oh shit.
You can put it on your shirt, you can put it on your hat, you can put it on your butt, wherever you want. I don't care.
Sit
put
on
it
our
somewhere
faces.
For crying out loud.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to go to patreon.com/chargerchat, that's totally fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there. T-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the members section and ask questions and ask Wolf Fam. So go check out chargerchat.com. All right, gang, it's time to go on to the next segment, Ask Bolt Fam, pre-head coaching decision edition. Are there going to be head coaching questions?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, yes.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Go jam a thumb up his butthole. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Bosa hungry.
Your thoughts are like totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam. And we start off at the top with Big Red Bolts fan.
Oh, shit.
Who asked the question? The Chiefs did win, and that sucks, no doubt. Damn you, Ray Finkel, the laces were out. So it's another week of seeing Patrick about. Dempsey the McDreamy, nay, Mahomes the McPout. And still no word on the coach that we're craving. So we rally behind the Harbaugh that's a Raven, and hope that it faces a loan that are shaven, and not points on the board, if you know what I'm saying. Now, for the query that I always leave out, who of the four that remain will win out? K, love you, bye. Over and out.
He's on fire, man. He is really good with those.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really good.
Love him. Big Red Bolts fan. Thank you. But the question, who's winning it? Who will be predicting? Who's going to take home the Lombardi?
I know my heart wants the Lions so bad. Like, that's what my heart wants. For the NFC, and then I'll take the Ravens just because, yeah, just because
they're due.
Yeah,
they're due for a win. But yeah, I'd say the Lions as well. That's my, I mean, just watching like that victory, the speech that Campbell gave in the locker room for those guys, like,
yeah,
I love that guy. He's so cool.
Oh,
and gives like great speeches.
The whole town, like I heard a whole bunch of stories about like how people are going up to players at gas stations and thanking them from the bottom of their hearts and like all this stuff. Like, that's a city that, much like us, want a championship. So
yeah,
if we want it, let's go support that.
I'm going to every gas station to find these players and thank them. All right. Well, there you go. Big Red Bolts fan. Thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Boltville 714. Who asked the question?
What's up, Charger Chat? Oh, it's been a while since I've catch up with you guys. Ho-ho. This season was rough, and I've been wanting to mustered up the courage to ask a question. I wanted to dedicate my first 2024 Charger Chat appearance to shout out my dog and Die Hard Bowl Club chapter president, Patrick, a.k.a. Thunderstruck, a.k.a. Thunderdome, a.k.a. Patty with the fatty. I will be visiting him at the hospital Wednesday morning with a huge surprise. But so far, my sources tell me he's doing well. My question is, can you guys guess Patrick's favorite Thunder Rally food? Or is it A, double cheeseburger? Oh, that's good. B, carne asada plate? Oh, that's also good. C, endless glizzies? Or D, Ricardo's famous tuna casserole? Oh, P.S. I sprinkled some hints throughout the question. As always, f*** the Chiefs, Broncos, and those bitch-ass pirate hookers. Hoo-hoo. K-love you, bye. Hoo-ah.
My guy, Patrick. Right. I like Thunderstrut. I hadn't heard that as a nickname, but Thunderstrut is Thunderstrut absolutely is, Patrick.
That is a solid fatty. Pick.
Thunderstrut, yeah. Patty with the fatty's great, too.
Yeah, Patty with the fatty.
P.H. fatty.
Well, glad to hear that he's doing well.
Absolutely.
That really, that's fantastic news to hear. But his favorite Thunder Alley food. Now, he said he sprinkled some.
Yeah, hints. that was a good giveaway. If you hadn't said that and then we answered it and then went back, it would have been an aha moment.
Mm.
But I'm going to go see Endless Glizzies as the answer.
Mm.
What do you think, Kev?
Ricardo's famous tuna casserole is just too
specific.
We don't have the answer here, so I guess we're just going to wing it. I'll go with Ricardo's famous tuna casserole.
Well, he said he sprinkled some hints.
Well, yeah. He said, so catch up with you guys.
Catch up with you
mustard
guys.
Mustard.
Double cheese.
Courage.
Yeah, hey, double cheese.
No, nope. Hang on. Slow down. He also said appearance to shout out my dog. And Die Hard Bowl Club chapter president.
See, Kyle, I didn't pick that up.
I've been using all my sleuthing techniques last week for Harbaugh. I'm just all spent, worn out. It's absolutely endless glizzies.
Yeah, endless glizzies. I was going to be like, I don't know, man. You can put ketchup and mustard on double cheeseburger. That's still tough. But yeah, it's got to be the endless glizzies. So
yeah.
I can highly support that, Patrick. I will.
Yeah, I can get on that train, Pat.
If we can see you at the next Thunder Alley, I will endless glizzy with you.
You guys should wrap up and arm yes. and then eat a glizzy.
Please.
Or you could Lady happen. In the Tramp that glizzy.
Ooh.
Hey.
That's just going to be for Patreon, folks. Patreon.com/charger chat.
That's a $10 as well.
That's right. All right. Well, Boltville 714, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Seth Holman, our newest Patreon member.
This feels certified fresh, dude. Could I don't very well be. This. I don't come back. I'm going to do a little research.
All right. I'll be right back.
I'll be on the other side.
We'll be right back. If I could summarize how this last season felt, it was like Ricky Bobby trying to conquer his fear, mauled by a cougar and ruined my Crystal Gale shirt. Now that he's gone, my nipples are harder than diamonds in an ice storm. Anywho, let's put an end to Dick Perfect. What do you guys feel about Dick Her Long and Good? Okay, love you, bye.
Dude, that's way worse. That's way worse
that's
than Dick
way
Perfect.
Better.
That's
no,
way
better. I think that's way better.
That's way dirtier than Dick Perfect.
Yeah, but it's actually is like, I don't know, like it makes sense for what he kicks the ball long and he kicks it good. Like that's it's what a kicker does.
That's so gross.
I can see an oblivious commentator actually using that line.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, yeah, somebody could accidentally say that. Yeah, like,
Spiro Dides would absolutely say that. Yeah. And he's been Dick Her Long and Good.
I'm still a Dick Perfect guy, but I'll throw it in there. If he has like a great game with lots of kicks, killing it, you got to have a backup nickname just to like keep sure. it fresh. So Dick Her Long and Good, I'll take it.
The Dick Perfect thing is like you're making it sound like he does trick shots all the time.
He does.
No, he doesn't. They're just long and good.
They're not right down where he's aiming. It's exactly what Dude Perfect is.
No, aiming. Dude Perfect is trick shots.
I know.
Like crazy, weird, bouncing it off heads. And
they don't miss.
They're just long and good. I like it.
All right, folks. Well, put it down in the comments. What should be Dick or the Kicker's nickname? But that is a good one there.
And welcome to the Patreon, pal.
Yes, thank
also,
you.
Also, Dicker, did you guys see him at the Ducks game last night?
Did we?
He's a badass.
Awesome. Oh, he's
what a
so
stud.
Cool.
Such absolute badass. Stud.
Yeah.
All right, Seth, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Javier Rodriguez, who asked the question.
Hi, guys. What are your top three head coach and GM candidates? Also, what would be your first draft pick for the Chargers?
All right, Javier, I don't know if you've been reading up on the news lately, but we're all in on Jim Harbaugh.
Well, we can play the game. I think Harbaugh.
The top three.
Yes.
Vrabel.
Yes.
Vrabel.
And then I'd probably go with...
Johnson.
After that, it's hard. It's harder
Kellen
after
Moore?
That. No, I'd probably go with Dan. Honestly, I'd probably go with Dan Quinn. I probably would.
Really?
Wow.
Even though that last game didn't go so well, that would be like the distant third. Like, yeah. It's Vrabel hard too. But I think at this point, you're listening to this, we probably have a head coach, mm-hmm. right?
I hope so.
I hope so. Yeah.
Now, the more important question is who's your top GM candidate? Because I know you know a lot about GMs.
Any of the Harbaugh's guys, Ed Dodds was the one that I saw the interview on. He just sounds like a kneecaps eater. You know, his interview was really fun. He's just like, so what he did, it was being interviewed because he was this assistant GM and they were basically asking, what do you think is important? He's like, speed. Speed. Simple, straight to the point. there's no fluff. It's just like, he's just like a football guy. So I think, I don't know much about how he manages a team or all that, but I like Dodds. I think Dodds is a good vibe and is a connection.
As hard as it is to know who's going to be a good head coach, how could any of us Joe Schmoes have any idea about a GM candidate?
Yeah.
Like I could say that I like a guy that comes from a certain organization because hopefully he does things the way they do it.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Like let's go with that. Like, but that's the only tip off I have. The Detroit Lions GM worked at Enterprise Rent-A-Car like 10 years ago. Yeah. And he's an incredible GM that has built an NFC championship team that no one could do for the last 40 years. So yeah. It's just like, I don't know, for like, if you're getting your hopes up on a certain GM, I don't know. I don't even know how to do that. I just don't know. I really
and
don't.
And a lot of these aren't GMs. They're assistant GMs. So they're not,
exactly.
Pulling, they've they're never not done pulling it before, the trigger right. on any of it. They're not yeah. like their name isn't on the draft of that team. Then you know they're not the stamp of approval from them. They probably yeah. had insight, but that's probably but
they
not
may
how
have
they
disagreed with the pick. 100%. For all we know, you know, yeah.
Big time.
That's gonna be one of those blind faith things where you like,
yeah,
whoever we hire, it's like, all
get
right,
on board,
he's
baby.
The best.
Let's
until
go
until he's not, you yeah. know,
or she's the
or
girl,
she's the best until she's
we
not.
We did interview a female candidate today.
We
as
did,
well.
Yeah. yes,
yeah.
And then what would be your first draft pick?
I want speed.
It's getting harder. It's getting harder and speed. Harder, I feel like, the more yeah. the more I look at it, because everyone's given us a wide receiver in the first round.
Mm-hmm. But
if you would have asked me this last year and you told me that I could have Brock Bowers in the first round, I would have been like, sign me up right now. You just put him on the team.
Yeah.
Don't tell me anything else. If we could have a high enough draft pick to get him, I think it's hard because he didn't play a lot this last year. He was hurt.
Yeah.
So his numbers aren't incredible and he's not projecting as high. And the tight end position drafting top five is tough. So I think that's why a lot of people don't have, they have neighbors coming to us at number five. But man, I don't know. I we have so many needs. The more I thought about it today, it's like, we don't have a center. Corey Lindsey said he's going to retire.
Right.
You know, we don't potentially have, we need a pass rusher. Wide receiver, we will most likely need. I mean, no one's confident with Quentin Johnson being our number two going into next year. Tight end, that whole tight end room is decimated. There's nobody yeah. there. We don't have a starting running back. Like, it's crazy. The whole linebacker now with Kenneth Murray's gone. Like, I didn't see anything from Deion, so who knows what he has. It's just, there's so many. I'm not saying we take a linebacker in the first round. I'm just saying there's so many holes that are going to have to be filled that if I just right now, what I want without knowing how everything else is going to be filled, I would probably say Brock Bowers just because I think, I don't know. You just see teams with tight ends. If they have a dominant tight end, it's just better offense.
Mm-hmm.
I just want that. I want that speed, dude. Like the more I look at it, the yeah. wide receiver, like Neighbors is such a fast. He's so fast.
Yeah.
He's so incredible.
I wouldn't fast. Be upset with that at all.
Like the fifth pick, you're going to be happy, man. As long as you don't like Raider it and pull like a third round guy in the top five pick, like we'll be
fastest
fine.
Fastest guy in the draft. Just give him to me.
Yeah. So, you know, and then was it O'Dunes from Washington? Yeah. A lot of people have mocking him to us as well, but
right.
this is going to be a fun offseason to do mocks because you got, there's not a ton of options at this, at I'm five. Not, I mean, there's a ton of options is what I meant.
Yeah. I will never be upset with an offensive line draft pick as well. No. I will never, ever, ever be upset if we draft an offensive lineman. I don't care what our line looks like right now. It doesn't matter. Give me all, or a defensive line. Like, trade back a couple, pick up the number one defensive lineman in the draft. Come on, let's go. You know, I don't know. I definitely am excited to look at it a little bit more as the combine comes up and the NFL season comes to an end. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun. Having the number five pick is pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, I wouldn't mind, you know, getting Brock Bowers. But like you said, you know, taking a tight end in the top five is kind of dicey. So, yeah. Hey, let's trade back and get Brock Bowers.
Right.
You can do both.
Oh, now. Let's get fancy with it.
If that's your guy, if that's who you're targeting and you think he can slip down there a few more spots, that's draft capital. Mm-hmm. That's a second round pick right there.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I like what you're saying.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Javier, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move on now to Kurt McIntosh, who asked the question. With all the new head coach talk going on, I'm wondering if you could pick any coach in the NFL to be head coach for the Chargers. Who would you pick and why? Again, any head coach that's currently in the NFL. Hey. So any coach.
It's weird though, because like all the staple names of like the head coach was like, oh my God, he's available. Like, do you want Andy Reid, I guess is the question. Because outside of that, everyone doesn't have a team. Like Bill Belichick doesn't have a team. Vrabel doesn't have a team.
Shanahan.
There's a lot of
the other Harbaugh.
There's a couple. John yeah, Harbaugh. Sure. Sure. There's yeah. a couple. So mm-hmm.
or that guy out in Green Bay that your wife's fond of.
Yeah. He's pretty handsome.
Dude, that's a coach. If you can take that team to the playoffs, like they were god awful to start the year
until they played us.
Like dog trash.
Mention that.
And then he's just. I mean, guys get better. You know, mm-hmm. like good coaches make players better. Jordan Love, no one thought he was going to be anything. He's pretty solid at the end of the year. You know,
I saw a list where we were like, you know, 10 weeks ago, he was like the bottom. I thought he was crap. Now he's like the top three projected like quarterback, which is crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That is crazy. But,
yeah. I'd say I had to pick one guy to put, I think I would pick take Shanahan. I don't think he's going to slow down from being an incredible coach. And he seems to always adapt to what he's got. And they play tough football. They run the ball, play good defense. And look what he's done without a quarterback. Like he's had Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy, and they've gone to the NFC Championship every year. It's like, yeah, give me some of that with Justin Herbert. Can't imagine what the offensive would look like. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Give me Shanahan. But that's only because you're saying current. I still want Harbaugh over
him. Oh yeah.
Harbaugh's
the younger brother, the younger Harbaugh is what you're saying.
Yeah. The better one.
Yeah, sure.
Age before beauty.
Yeah. Mine, the older one's going to the AFC Championship right now, pal.
Yeah.
Just saying out loud.
I wouldn't mind like Mike Tomlin. I love the toughness and the ferocity of him. I feel like he would bring an edge to this team that we just haven't really seen in a while.
Press conferences would be fun. He walks out and he doesn't like the question.
He came back afterwards and he was like, all right, now that we're done talking about contracts, let's what do you got?
Yeah, it's entertaining.
Yeah. Do you have anybody, Kevin? Is it Andy Reid? Was that your choice?
No, I'm Harbaugh all the way. There's no one currently that I'm like, gimme, 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 gimme. So, yeah, I don't have anyone particular.
Okay. Kevin dodges the question like Neo in the Matrix.
No answer.
Kurt McIntosh, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to OM Run, who asked the question.
I'd love to hear your coping strategies if we don't get Harbaugh or Vrabel. I have no faith in John Spanos, so I'm preparing for the worst while hoping for the best.
Classic Charger, longtime Charger fan.
Yeah, hey.
Long time, first time.
Listen, it's going to be okay.
Yeah. This is the worst possible case scenario, in my opinion. I don't think Vrabel turns down the gig if Harbaugh doesn't take it. I don't think he turns the gig down for sure.
Yeah. No, this is still a sweet gig that I can't imagine somebody saying no to coaching the Chargers. I mean, yeah, I can't see that happening. So, I mean, as far as a coping strategy, meditation,
baseball.
Yeah.
Look forward to baseball season. Get into basketball. I don't know.
Something to get your mind off.
Another hobby. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going there yet. We'll figure out the coping strategies as we go.
Yeah.
But that would be if you don't get Harbaugh or Vrabel, that's an but how do you not know that if those two guys you miss on and you jackpot on some young coach?
Sure.
That you did, like, there's just like, we can't know. Obviously, our idea is get Harbaugh no matter what, but we don't know if you miss on those things. And as fate would have it, we find our next 10-time Super Bowl champion head coach.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's just too many people that are saying it's happening. Like, it is going to happen. Like, the betting odds in Vegas, like, wouldn't be what they were if somebody didn't know something, if somebody didn't feel like hear from somebody close to the organization that this is going to happen.
That's a genius idea, honestly. Like, the Vegas odds are where it's at because they have money on the line.
Right.
Like, they're not just flippantly giving you their opinion. They have to put odds on this to not lose money or make money. And everyone's got him coming to us. So, you know, it's so weird. Like, Vegas odds, they're always like, we've been betting a lot. Kyle and I've been doing some fun bets. They're within,
by the way, what
one
happened to the Kansas game?
You won it. You won.
I'm on a heater, boys.
He's got three straight.
He's coming back.
He's coming back. But if you look at that, like, they have inside info for sure.
Yeah.
If they're gonna do that, they're always within like 1 point, or the spread is right there. They're never off by a lot. And right now, all Vegas has is him coming to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I understand where the pain comes from, OM Run. We all do. But hold tight, buddy. I think we're going to get through this. So thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Slow Cheetah, who asked the question.
If Harbaugh and other coaching staff changes end up costing an extra $15 to $20 million, would this impact ticket prices?
It shouldn't. They've been charging us a lot for not giving us much, so I think it'd be fair to even it out by not charging anything else. Give us a year. Yeah.
I don't think it'll be like, we got to recoup our funds, but I do think, I think it'll be people will want to go see the Chargers more if Harbaugh is your coach.
100%.
I think a natural, just like natural, like, what's the word I'm looking for? My brain.
The supply and demand of it.
The supply and demand. Yeah. So like the demand is just going to go up. So you're going to charge more. So I don't think it's a, we got to get our money back. I think it's just a.
People selling their own tickets could potentially be like, yeah, I think I'm going to need a little bit more. I can't just sell this to you at face value or something. Yeah,
hopefully
that.
Sell it to Charger fans because I want a home freaking field advantage.
Please.
Let's just stop, guys. We got to get rid of that.
I can't just say what I want. Can I just say what I want?
I just think it, we need to
skip.
I think we need to build. I think we need to stop expecting that thing to be powder blue all the way around SoFi Stadium.
Powder blue through and through, baby. Powder blue through and through.
I'll be there, but I think we got to build it a little bit.
Well, if Harbaugh comes there, that's the first brick to build.
That's a good block.
Yeah.
Good cornerstone.
Good foundation. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you go. Slow Cheetah, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Jim Harbaugh's burner account.
Oh, let's go.
Who asked the question? I like my Harbaugh like how I like my cowbell. More. If they pull the trigger and get Jim, my question is, who will have it better than us?
Nobody.
That's
right. Hell yeah. I love that he changed. I love this. This is awesome. He changed his handle. Yeah. I love
Will he change it to the GMs once we hire a GM?
I don't know. Jim Harbaugh's burner account looks pretty good. Looks
pretty good. Yeah, he had to jump on that pretty quick.
For sure. And hopefully that ends up coming to fruition there, buddy. And hopefully by the time you're listening to this, it's already happened.
It's done.
That would be great in hindsight.
Just be funny, you
guys,
right?
Just like, just listening to this, like we sound like idiots, but you guys are just on cloud nine.
Would it be funny if
this, knowing how happy we are that it's happened, you know?
Yeah. Like you don't, we're going to experience this in a second. Like, so yeah.
Would it be funny? So normally folks, for those that don't know, we record these Monday night and I spend Tuesday morning, early afternoon editing it and, you know, cutting out all the mistakes and crap like that. What if we had to do like an emergency podcast before we put this out?
This one comes out.
I'm like, that'd be awesome. You call instant me, I'm like, Adam, drop what you're doing.
Oh, shit.
It's got to happen.
Enjoy listening us talk about the prediction of this happening.
In the past.
Yeah.
Would it be better to just assume he's the coach right now and just make that the podcast?
No,
it's the emergency podcast.
I'm trying to cover our bases.
No, we can't do that.
But it's going to be a fun season if everything goes the way that everybody else thinks it's going to go there. Jim Harbaugh's burner account. But thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Bussa Juice.
Surfice Fresh.
Bussa who's?
Bussa Juice. Bussa
Juice. Sorry. How would you say it?
Bussa Juice.
Okay, thank you. Who asked the question?
I think I would say Bussahus. That's how I would have said it.
Okay, Bussahus or Bussa Juice if you're in
America. I like Bussa Juice better, though. I'm just not where my head
is. We'll see how dirty the question is. If it fits the name, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Why are people so bullish on Harbaugh? Wouldn't a benefit for head coach be a top offensive coordinator like Monken or Johnson? Harbaugh hasn't exactly developed top QBs during his time at UM. All right. So this is an interesting take. we haven't heard this one before.
Yeah. Ricka.
Yeah. Let's scratch the record. I don't know if you've listened to us talk about it on the previous episodes there. But, you know, the idea that we would want somebody that has experience, somebody that's been there before, especially somebody that has a resume like Harbaugh, who
successful
wins every
takes
everywhere.
Teams, turns them around and gets them to where they need to be
almost immediately. In some cases.
He has won. He's won in the FCS level. He's won at the BCS level. He's won in the NFL. He's now gone back and won at the BCS level. Now he's ready to win a Super Bowl. So, you're bullish because the guy just wins. Like,
right.
And he wins without good quarterbacks. It's not a matter of like he has developed. JJ McCarthy is limited in what he can do, and he's developing into a quarterback that can win a national championship.
And they just won.
He had Colin Kaepernick, who hasn't. Well, I guess there's other reasons maybe that Colin Kaepernick has played in the NFL, but he took Colin Kaepernick, who played at the University of Nevada, very underrated, had a big arm, but then he turned him into this quarterback that takes you to the NFC Championship, to the Super Bowl. You know, so it's like, I don't know. You can't say that he hasn't developed players. He's taken Michigan, that was kind of a middle of the pack team in the NCAA, to now being an absolute powerhouse that wins national championships. Like, they won a national championship since the 40s or something like that.
Right.
And Harbaugh shows up and then they win. So everyone's bullish because the guy wins. And usually he wins without good quarterback play.
I think the answer is in the question you asked. Like, he's the developed of good quarterbacks, but he's still winning. So that's a good head coach.
Right.
Like that's the answer to the question, I think.
Yeah. We've also talked about it a lot. It's like, I want a guy that's going to be able to bring in a good OC. Like, who's to say that these great OCs that are interviewing for 40 head coaching jobs, and they're like, oh, they didn't get one. Where do I want to coach? I want to go coach with Harbaugh. Like, I want to learn how does he win everywhere he goes. Mm-hmm. That's to me is the biggest trait of what I want. And in the next head coach is a guy that can bring in an incredible staff. I don't know that these young guys can do that. Like, they've not been in the league that long. They don't have the relationships built with other coaches. I don't want that. I want Harbaugh to come in, bring in an OC, bring in a DC that he trusts, and be able to be the head coach that oversees everything, but doesn't have to call plays. So that's why I think these young guys, the Ben Johnsons, he's going to go be a head coach and call plays. Because when you're a young head coach, you want control. Like, I need to have a say, because I'm scared and I don't want this to blow up. So I
insecure,
need to have a say
insecurity
in
a little bit.
Exactly.
Like, we saw that with our last coach.
With Coach Staley, right? So it's like, I don't want a young OC to be a head coach. I want them to come and be a great OC and learn from Coach Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's not to say that Monken or Johnson could end up being fantastic head coaches, but it feels like more of a dice roll because you don't know. Harbaugh just has that resume of making it happen, man. Yeah. And that's why everybody's so bullish on getting him for sure. So it's a great question, and you know, sure, appreciate the take. Thank you.
Yeah, different take. I like having you can like obviously have your own opinion. That's just,
please, yes.
From what we've seen, we've done the young OC not having head coaching experience three times in a row now, and it's just not paid off for us.
Yeah. So Busta Juice, thank you for asking the question.
Busta Juice, love it.
Let's move on now to Justin Herbolt, who asked the question.
Crazy? I was crazy once. They put me in a room, a rubber room, with rats. The rats made me crazy. Crazy is how I'm beginning to feel about this coaching search. Who all will receive a second interview? Yours truly, Staley's Nuts and Bolts.
That's what I thought. Almost said Certified Fresh, but didn't feel Certified Fresh. Good new name. I like it.
All right. So of that list, that big fat list of head coaches that we've interviewed so far, we know Harbaugh's getting a second interview. If for some reason the deal doesn't get done by the time you're listening to this episode,
yeah,
what other coaches do you think are getting second interviews?
We interviewed 13 people, so let's say, or 15, 16 people. So let's say a quarter of those, they narrow it down to like four or five.
Mm-hmm.
Vrabel, I got,
yeah, Vrabel for
take
sure.
Whoever you want on that, really.
Yeah, I would hope Ben Johnson,
probably Quinn.
Yeah,
not that I'm dying for that to happen. I just think that we're going to go with an experienced head coach, so
yeah,
I think he fits that bill.
I'd like Kellen Moore to get a second interview too, because that would at least give me something to like feel like, oh, okay, so there might be something there that they see in the guy to be a head coach. But right now, hopefully, it's just Harbaugh, and that's all it ends up being.
Well, and right now, Harbaugh has scheduled a second interview with the Falcons, but from all the reports I saw with him and the Falcons, it wasn't that great. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just kind of like, hi, you're here, cool. Like, that's the rumors, at least. Yeah. Sources on sources, some sorcery. But that's I feel like this is going to happen. I hope we're not wrong. God, I hope we're not
wrong. Well, if we're wrong everybody on Twitter is wrong, because if that's the thing, like Kyle said, we all want Harbaugh, and if it doesn't happen, we're all going to be mad. So let's all just collectively hope that this happens. Justin Herbolt, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Anthony Tony Francis, and shout out to the K-Man and Marco Dalio. Going with Anthony Tony Francis on this one, who asked the question.
What in the actual fuck? I'm reading the Chargers are doing second round interviews with several candidates this week. Does that mean Harbaugh and the Chargers are still far off on contract negotiations? Money? Power? Something else? What is the issue here? Bring Jimmy home.
I said earlier, I think this has always been in Harbaugh's court if he's going to accept it or not. So I think there's a little game playing here where Chargers are like, all right, well, we're going to do a second round of interviews.
Yeah, and then maybe you don't want to get left in the dust.
No, I appreciate what the Chargers are doing right now. They are 100% doing their due diligence and making sure that if there is we need to have a backup plan, it's ready to go. Yeah. So they should have scheduled those just in case. And now he can come in and ruin all the second interviews for everyone else.
Has Vrabel interviewed anywhere else yet?
I haven't heard anything. Atlanta?
I don't know.
Everyone's saying he's going to Seattle. Everyone's saying Seattle's a good fit for him.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah, Seattle, that would make a lot of sense.
But I haven't heard if he's interviewed there or not. So I honestly don't know. There's so many things that could happen in like 20 minutes.
We need one domino to fall.
Just one.
And then it'll start.
Yeah.
And Harbaugh's going to be that guy. It's already happened as we're speaking.
So. Yeah. So there you go. Anthony, Tony Francis, K-Man, and Marco Dalio, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Athayer Kadir, who asked the question.
Wool Dog, my baby, my number one love, Kevin, my best friend, Kyle, the coach, Georgia Chat, my boys, love the show, doing a great job, baby. Coach, my question's for you. If Coach Harbaugh is our coach, Herbaugh is missing three-step drop in his game, baby. What can Coach Harbaugh do to make it happen? Or is Herbie not comfortable doing that? Kevin, you and Woldog can also respond, baby. Remember, Tom Brady was the best doing it, baby. Love you, FTR. Go Bolts in 2024. Here we come, baby.
Fear with the endless energy.
Love it.
I can
Wool Dog, my baby. Yeah. Kevin, my best friend. And then there's Kyle.
But there's a whole bunch of those little kissy faces that
he did. Yeah, he gave a lot of kissy faces.
But
he just doesn't know how to express it.
I'm always the one being asked the question, and I get no love.
Because he hates your answers, but he wants to hear them.
But he respects you.
He respects you hard.
All right, dude. Thank you.
So.
Yeah, I'm like Mr. Duggan.
Sir.
You guys are like buddies. I'm like, all right, Mr. Duggan, here's the question.
All right. So, the three-step drop in the game. I really paid attention. Does Herbert not do that?
Well, I don't fully comprehend what it is that he's asking, because what I'm thinking is what he's meaning is like that if you're under center, a three-step drop is a quick pass. So it's like looking for little slants, little pop passes, getting the ball out really fast, and it's on time. It's kind of a timing throw. So it's 1, 2, 3. Once you get back, there you go. It's just really different now that we play a lot of shotgun. So there's no need for a three-step drop. Three-step drops now or a one-step just turn and go. And Justin does that a lot. We do a lot of quick passing game, trying to get the ball out of his hand fast because it feels like there's never-ending pressure. Now, whether maybe he's talking about under center, and for sure, Harbaugh was a coach, was a player. He was a quarterback in the NFL. So
right.
I'm sure there's a lot of... By the way, I saw it happen a couple of times. I also saw, since we talked about that little backpedal we talked about on Patreon, I saw Stafford fell down doing it.
Oh, really?
I swear to God, he was doing this straight backpedal and ate crap and just tripped.
He needs Harbaugh.
it was against Detroit in the wild card round, which was really funny.
That's awesome.
Because I was like, nobody does that, but apparently they still do.
They try at least.
But yeah, I think every aspect of Justin is going to continue to get better, and having Harbaugh is not going to hurt. He's going to bring in one. he knows a lot too. He's going to bring in guys that are going to be really, really good coaches. So if you're talking about the short, quick passing game and just timing routes, I think that comes with time too. Like the only receiver on our team this year that he really had much of a connection with was Keenan. Mm-hmm. And you saw plenty of timing passes where he's getting the ball out quick and Keenan's getting the ball in his hand. So, yeah, hopefully that answered the question.
Yeah. Just when you said make Herbert better, in my mind, I'm just like, is that possible? Can he be better?
Can he do that? I don't think it's big things. It's just like into the game, into the half, like doing sure. little things to win more games, you know? Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
A defense.
What a concept. Athir, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Thanks. Let's move it on now to Zach Shelton, who asked the question.
I know it's going to be the responsibility of the coach and GM when we hire them to bring in what they consider to be best players. I'm worried about this offense for next season. Outside of Herbert, Slater, Salyer, and possibly Allen, the rest of the players on this team are not reliable. Add to that the fact that it is possible that if Buffalo wins against Kansas City, that the two players we should have gotten in the first round last year are both going to be in the AFC Championship game and we look like a fool. What do you think about the offense for next season? Are you worried at all?
I'm not. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We definitely need to hit on the draft. If we're going to be successful next year, we need to have the first three rounds need to contribute. And hopefully two of those players are on offense. Yeah. I would love a tackle. I really don't think Trey Pipkins is the long-term answer for this team whatsoever. I want a brand new right tackle, want a center, and then I want a crazy fast wide receiver or Bowers. Like, I want it all. I want it now, and I
and
want
a
it
running
all.
Back?
And a running back.
And a running back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're a little concerned.
We have a lot to do, but, yeah, there's definitely – it's easier to start fresh for a coach in the situation we're in right now. You don't really have to, like – you're not fully committed to any of the guys on the roster except for Justin. Like, everyone's, like, on the last year of their deal or close. So you can kind of wipe and start with whatever you want. So, and at this point, none of those guys could stay healthy, so we can say whatever we wanted. It didn't matter because none of them could stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Go ahead.
No. I want to hear your thoughts.
I'm curious. I mean, I think if you get somebody like Jim Harbaugh, first of all, we're going to have a new head coach and a new GM. So regardless of how we've drafted in previous seasons, this is going to be a whole new year. Yeah. To see something different happen. Plus, if this does end up being a team similar to how the Rams were this year, where like half of their team are going to be, you know, college players that you just got, who better to coach them than the guy who just won the freaking national championship? And who would you look up to and learn from and get better by than Jim Harbaugh if that ends up being the case, and God willing it does. So I'm kind of actually looking forward to the idea of getting a lot of college players, a lot of, you know, either draft players or undrafted free agents that come in and play for Harbaugh, because I feel like if anybody's going to have an eye for what they need to do to be successful in the NFL, it's going to be him.
He had a front row seat the whole year. You can go scout all you want, but he had to prepare for a lot of these guys and had to get ready. So he's probably got more insight than anybody else at this point and is probably ready to go draft him.
Yeah. Did you have a thought, Kyle? Did I trample all over it?
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, all of the above, I think. I'm definitely worried about the offense and the roster, just because we're already over the cap. We only have 30 something guys signed. So it's like, I'm worried. I'm confident that if we get the right people in place, there's still a chance to be competitive because you have Justin Herbert. But for sure, there's a worry there of how is it all going to happen? How does this really shake out? But if it's Harbaugh, I have confidence they'll figure it out.
There you go. Zach, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Settle the Scoreboard, who asked the question.
What ex-Charger players would you want to see win a Super Bowl with their new team? Money Badger on the Lions, Kyle Van Noy on the Ravens, or SJD on the Niners?
All right.
Well, I want the Lions to win, so I guess that would be Badgley. That would be cool, because But I love Van Noy.
Kyle's already won Super Bowls.
Van Noy's
already
got one. Yeah.
Yeah, he's had enough, dude. It's not even a big deal. Like, you were on all the Patriot teams that always won. You're fine. Yeah. I mean, I'd be cool. My brother-in-law is a giant Ravens fan, so that would be sick. And I love Kyle, so yeah, that'd be cool for them to win. SJD on the Niners? Nah, I don't want that. I don't want the Niners to win ever. So
I don't want that.
I'll always be that we lost in the Super Bowl to them. They'll always be that team we're not like rivals with, but they're always in the back of my mind of like, God damn it. You know what I mean?
They're the one team that kept us from Super Bowl glory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Badgley. Fun seeing him. He always had that little like shoulder shake whenever he does the kick.
He was
yeah,
big on our like social media too when he was on the Chargers. He was really fun.
Yeah.
He was a good guy.
Rooting for him. There you go. Settle the scoreboard. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Diego Moya.
Certified Fresh.
Who asked the question? What's a good radio station I can hear about Chargers?
Radio station's a good question because it kind of depends on what part of the country you're in.
Yeah.
But I think, like, honestly, like, I remember only getting my Charger news and stuff on the radio. And now there's like 25 podcasts.
Right. Yeah.
Like, literally, you could do it whenever you want, however you want, and pick whatever you like. You know what I mean? It's pretty freaking cool. Matt Money Smith's on two. Definitely go with those. The Believe and the Chargers one specifically. Mm-hmm. Matt Money just knows what he's talking about, and he's always got great guests and stuff on his other podcasts. So there's just so many good podcasts. I don't have it out here. If I turn on the radio, I'm hearing Chiefs stuff, and I am not about to do that. So
And honestly, I mean, I don't know about you guys. I don't even know the last time I put on a radio station, period. Like,
that's a good question.
I listen to AM radio. I feel like that's like how you know you're old is when you start listening to AM radio.
We're not there yet. You leapfrogged us.
I do listen to a little bit here in San Diego just because they talk about Padres. They talk about San Diego State sports. And
that's good.
So it's kind of fun to stay up to date with some of that stuff. But they don't talk about Chargers anymore after they left. So I don't know a radio station to go to for Charger stuff. I just do podcasts only.
Well, hey, if you folks are listening to this and you do know a good radio station for Diego Moya, please put it down in the comments and help a brother out. So, Diego, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Darius, who asked the question.
Name two free agents you would add just for funsies. Hypothetically, for me, it's Ted Higgins and Brian Burns.
All right. Well, I got one that's absolutely worth two.
Okay.
Jason Kelsey, center, Los Angeles Chargers.
Ooh.
Give me Jason Kelsey.
That's I had that on my pick. List, too.
Because I love his podcast. I would love for him to be a Charger just so I can listen to that.
Did you see him at the Bills game last night?
Jumped out of the window, taking pictures. Shirt like, off. Held up a little girl so she could throw the sign to Swift. Like, freaking, that dude.
They had video of him like in the Bills Mafia tailgate taking shots out of like bowling balls and he was living it up. But
he's my spirit animal.
That's a real sign of a retired man. He is not playing football
or he's ready to come in one more year and
play against his brother twice a year. His
retirement. What if he did? What if he wanted to come in and play against his brother twice a year?
That'd be sick.
Imagine the podcast. He's probably thinking about the podcast at this point, and that would be good for you, Jason. So get over here.
Yeah, get on over here.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody else there, Kyle?
Yeah, I have two. So I think this is a guy that I was just really mad that we lost in the first place. Mm-hmm. When we let him go, I was like, that was stupid. That's going to hurt us a lot. We should have just given him this money and kept him. And that's Hunter Henry. I think he would have been such a good, like huge asset for our team. Feels like ever since he left, we just have not really had a solid tight end to speak of. So
I agree.
I would have kept Hunter Henry, and then Derrick Henry would be fun too. So give me the Henrys.
The Henry boys.
Oh,
Henry.
Man, that big, I don't know. It'd be fun Henry, to just watch him run
Henry,
the ball a lot.
The Henry boys.
Come on. Yeah. That's a social media field day.
I'll say. I wonder if social Derek media gets some, like, get throw their word in, little two Listen, cents. This would be good for us.
If you could get both Henrys, that'd be great. Okay. I'm just over here.
Yeah. They like shut the door slowly and like back slowly. Out of the room.
I'm not even here.
And they pull up their phone to record the whole thing.
They just put their hand in the door. Yeah, Hunter Henry was definitely one of mine. And the only other person, I mean, because there's so many free agents, and I don't have my finger on the pulse of all of them, although the two names that you guys brought up certainly would be huge additions. The only other name that I was just like, what do we need help with? We need some help with, like, linebacker. Who would be a good linebacker to bring in? And I would have leaned on, like, Patrick Queen over at Baltimore.
We wanted him. I remember he was in a draft, like, one of our first draft podcasts we did. We were talking about him.
It was the 2020 draft. He was drafted round one. So that would be a fun... I mean, he's just been productive.
Wait. You mean when we moved up and drafted Kenneth Murray and could have taken Patrick Queen? Weird GM move.
Weird. Oh, and by the way, he's having his second interview with the Raiders, by the way.
Oh, Tom Telesco. Yeah. That'll be...
Enjoy.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Have fun.
Raider fans. All right, well, there you go.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Everyone that Tom Telesco drafted ended up on the Raiders eventually.
I know.
So they love his work.
That's a
big fan.
Oh, that's a good point.
He goes in for the interview and they're just like, oh, your reputation precedes you, sir. The great Tom Telesco has graced us with his presence. All right. Well, there you go, Darius. We gave you a few names to work with. Thank you for asking the question. And we go out of Ask Bolt Fam with Andrew Ramsey.
Oh, boy.
Who asked the question? What's up, Charger fam? I might miss out on the Panthers' home game against the Chargers since they might get sent to Germany. Then again, they've never beaten the Panthers in my fandom, which is three times, so I'm not missing much. That being said, I have the Atlanta game on my calendar with Bolt Up Cat and Mr. Peck R, and I'm going to shoot for one more away game. So what away opponent do you think you might try to travel? That Steelers game is looking nice to me. Kyle, I'm sorry in advance if I touch your face and feed you stadium concession food in real life. I'm conditioned by your cardboard cutout from Green Bay. Old habits die hard, huh? I'm sure you all have a lot of coaching questions, but do you think it's interesting we've interviewed everyone and their brother except Bill Belichick? You think he'd get at least a thought? Okay, love you, bye. That is interesting. Out of all the names, out of all the 15 names that we interviewed, Bill Belichick didn't even get a phone call.
Nope.
Yeah.
They have.
Or maybe he did and they just didn't announce it because they don't necessarily have to announce
or
it.
Or they did and he said no.
Or he called and we said no.
He got blocked. He's like, let's just put that down.
He blocked the Chargers like 15 years ago and they just got, he didn't get the call.
It just goes straight
to calling every year. We've been calling every year for 20 years.
Yeah, he accidentally blocked us.
Like, and he forgot to unblock guys again. Us. He forgot to unblock us this year.
Yeah.
We can't get through.
He didn't pick up. I don't know what to tell you.
Thanks.
But yeah, as far as away games go.
The one that's the easiest to say we could probably get to is the Chiefs game. Like, that's the one that the odds are the highest. Are you over it?
Aren't you over Arrowhead?
Yeah, I want to go somewhere else. It'd be fun. We went to the Packer game. I don't know. What would be a cool spot? I still want to go to Vegas. I haven't been to that stadium yet. That'd be really fun.
I want to go to Vegas, too.
Or
also,
Germany.
Just for what's closest is that we play the Cardinals, I think, away this year.
Yeah.
So that would be a fun little road trip to Arizona.
Let's see.
Jaunt.
Yeah, we've got the Cardinals, the Patriots, the Falcons, the Steelers, the Browns, and then our typical AFC West opponents.
I like the Germany one a lot.
Germany one would be...
And it's not officially Germany yet, obviously.
Right.
The Panthers in Germany would be...
Pittsburgh.
If we got Harbaugh, they might absolutely schedule us to be in Germany.
Right. Pittsburgh would be fun. I've been to Pittsburgh a couple times. It's a good city.
Depending on time of year.
What time of year it is, yeah.
That's also very true, yes. Because there's an outdoor stadium, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's cold as shit up there.
I'll bring my shovel.
Yeah.
But... hopefully they pay me $20 an hour to do it. But great question there, Andrew. Thank you, buddy, for asking the question. And thank you, everybody, for asking questions here in Ask Bolt Fam. Again, it's Tuesday. God willing, you all are grinning from ear to ear, tweeting to your little heart's content. But it'll be a fun week, to say the least. And hopefully we can all just... get that stress out of our lives. We can put our phones down. We can leave Twitter alone And just
my family will appreciate it. I'd love to get back to them.
So, all right. Well, that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Any other final thoughts there, gentlemen?
Nope. Jimba. 2024.
Jimba. Utah. Give me
Jimba. Go, Jimba.
All right, folks. Well, that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
K love you, bye.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
When you've got a little one and you're raising them in a family of Chargers fans, what kind of lullabies do you play for them? Just the plain old basic ones? Well, not anymore. Introducing Lullabies for Chargers. All of your favorite lullabies twisted to be based on the Chargers. Like this one. Rock-a-bye, Herbie, in the SoFi. When the bolt's loose, Telesco will fly. When Harbaugh signs, the trophies will fall. And down will come Patty, Swifties and all. So order now and sleep better with Lullabies for Chargers.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.